Okay, here we go again. Tim Riefat is on this first hour from the United Kingdom, or whatever they call it over there now. It's drowning in illegal immigration, crime, and all the rest of it, just like we are here. It's a template. It's how they bring a nation to its knees and then drop it fully into the coffin and nail it shut. Illegal immigration, utter financial economic corruption, criminality at all levels. And then we have, of course, the satanic ritual abuse, pedophile, child slavery issues that really defy description. We've been talking about those the last couple of nights on the program. We'll finish up our third part, our third night of discussions about that subject, ritual satanic abuse, next hour with Russ Dizdar, who is back again. Tim Riefat, are you there?
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. It's well known that the BBC covers up and is a protector of paedophiles. They're not just Jimmy Savile, but a lot of the so-called stars from way back, radio DJs, the leading PR guy in the UK, all of these have been accused of paedophilia by the police mm-hmm. and are under investigation. All of them protected by the BBC, especially BBC Two Newsnight, which I call Jewnight, run by Paxman and Maitlis, Jew and a Jewess, paid millions of pounds to protect paedophiles. If you look on mindovermatter.ru, the only site that's working, because all the American websites have been shut down by me because DH2, the American company, tried to steal all my names and sell them on, even though I paid for them. If you look on there, you'll see that all this satanic abuse of children is, in fact, a cult ritual based on the Kabbalah, which, of course, is the program which the Rothschilds run, the occult basis of the Protocols of Zion, is the basis for all the Freemasonic rituals which are run in every American Freemasonic temple, which come from Eliphas Levi, who gave them to a guy called Albert Pike, both of whom were involved in Kabbalah, which is all about child abuse, satanic ritual slaying of Goyim children, and linking up with the Knights Templar, which is the Christian version of it, the worship of Baphomet by the ritual raping of the anus of boys or girls before you slaughter them and eat their flesh and drink their blood. So I think that's a nice light beginning to the show, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a yes, sir.
All protected by BBC Jewnight, whose editor was never fired. No member of the BBC was ever
fired. None of them were. No.
No, none of them. We know the BBC are protectors and procurers, of course, because remember they employed Savile, this DJ, who I won't name because he hasn't been proven to be a paedophile, but is under police bail, I think. Mm-hmm. And the leading PR expert in the country, plus many, many others.
Well, it's the sordid evil grease which really makes the machinery move so effortlessly at the top levels. It's hideous. It's evil.
No, the grease, as I say, is wonderful. You know, it's the boiled down fat from the anally raped and sacrificed children.
Well, yeah. Let's
call a spade a spade. That's what the grease is.
Well, you could call it Goyim child grease if you really wanted to be disgusting about it, but it is true, and that's the biggest secret, one of them anyway. It's right up there. The BBC is implicit.
And the BBC, of course, are the procurers, employers, and protectors of paedophilia.
Yeah, yeah they have.
And they can't even argue against that.
No, they don't. They don't bother. They're too guilty. Currency proxy psychic war.
Yeah, basically what's happening is, which is what I'm talking about this night or morning over here, is that we're now in the stage of warfare with which is akin to what preceded World War II, the Abyssinian invasion by Mussolini's Italians, Abyssinia's in Africa. Now I think it's called Ethiopia, if I'm correct. The Spanish Civil War, where Hitler practiced his blitzkrieg. This is all now occurring in the invasion of Libya and now the invasion of Mali, same thing. And previous to the invasion of Abyssinia and the Spanish Civil War was the financial collapse engineered by the Rothschild Jew, Zionist, Satanist paedophiles in the 30s. And after that, or during that, or part of that, was the currency wars, which, of course, strangely enough, is happening now. And the Japanese are lowering the value of the yen, which seems very strange because, remember, the dollar, the euro, and the yen are all just products of the Rothschild banking system, the International Bank of Settlements in Basel. And, of course, it seems strange that the Rothschilds would go to war against their own empire because, remember, the whole of Europe, the whole of North America, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan are all part of the Zionist Jewish Empire, all ruled by the Rothschilds from Berkshire, where they live, through the square mile of London, with all its temples dedicated to paedophile sexual cannibalism.
Well, this is this the same City of London area you're talking about where the banksters hold
with
on?
Yeah, with all their temples. Yeah. If you look at a map, you'll see temple this, temple that, and it has all the barristers and judges.
Yeah. It's supposed to be 2 square miles, and it's a sovereign state, not answerable to any laws of the UK.
Exactly. It's ruled by the Rothschild Satanists. So, in fact, that's why things get mixed up with bankers. We know that all the bankers in the States are Jews. It's a Jew-run slave colony, totally taken over. All the wealth of America has been given to the Jew scum, vermin Zionist bankers. But in Britain, they've intermingled with the British royal family, the dukes, the earls, etc. So, in fact, in Britain and Europe and the black noble families of Europe, which you can read about in some of David Icke's earlier books. So, in fact, in Britain and Europe, the problem isn't a Jewish slave plantation as it is in America. It's actually the intermingling, the miscegenation of the Jew scum, vermin, Rothschild, Zionist, Satanist, paedophile cannibals, and the old royal noble lines of Europe. That's why the Scottish Rite Freemasonry protocols are the de rigueur of the ruling classes of Europe and Britain, while in America it's basically Zionist Jews and their Kabbalist rituals, and the Homeland Security 2 million shock troops are weaned into the Satanist, cannibal, paedophilia, torture, murder, incorporated via the Freemasonic temples, which run the Eliphas Levi. He was a Jewish magician, and Albert Pike, who was a Satanist, paedophile, cannibal, etc., who was the grand leader of the Southern Freemasonic temples. So one can see that in America, where you've got the Jewish, Zionist, Satanist scumbag bankers in charge, you've got a much more vicious and overt slave camp mentality than in Europe, where we've got microwaves, bioweapons, toxic weapons, and just jailing normal people, while in America you've got the gigantic slave camp, because Jews, we know, are much more overt and aggressive. So over there, you're being jailed, secret prisons, torture, rendition. It's all out in the open. In Europe and Britain, they have to be much more circumspect about it.
All right, very good. Hold on a second. We'll take a break. Come right back with Tim in the UK as we continue on this Wednesday night. Okay, we're back talking to Tim about a world of grief here. Go ahead, Tim.
Anyway, with these proxy wars, you might ask, why have the French decided to invade Africa, first Libya, now Mali, then Mauritania, etc., then aiding the Nigerians against the Islamic rebels in Nigeria, etc., etc.? Well, it's because basically it's a resource war. The American military have been invading Africa, according to one source, 34 U.S. Countries in Africa under U.S. Special Ops martial law. And according to the Russians today, 52 of the African states. So basically, the Americans are invading Africa via special advisors and Rothschild money.
Well, they're also flying French troops in for the war in Mali.
No, that's the occupation of Mali for the 5,000 tons of uranium for the gold. It's the largest producer of gold after South Africa.
Right.
And the aim is to freeze the Chinese out of Africa. The Chinese have been pumping in between $9.3 and $20 billion. No one really knows. And basically taking over Africa. So the Rothschilds have given the order to purge Africa of the Chinese by military occupation force. And they've been recruiting and paying Al-Qaeda, basically Wahhabi Sunnis of various ilks, to organize and run other Islamic groups in order to act as the foil, the false enemy for the Rothschild invasion of Africa. Remember, World War II was a Jew-run game of shells with Roosevelt, Hitler, Stalin, and Churchill all being Jews, all running the same agenda. And in Africa, we've got the CIA running the Al-Qaeda operatives who run the on-the-ground Tuaregs, etc., in Mali. They're basically organizing a uprising of the Muslims so that the Americans and NATO can then impose martial law, occupation of the whole of Africa, by basically saying to these rulers of Africa, if you don't accept our strictures and freeze out the Chinese, then Muslims will appear on your doorstep and overthrow you. And if you haven't got Muslims on your doorstep, then any rebel group will be funded, strangely enough, by someone, in brackets, the CIA, close brackets, who will depose you. So you better make sure that all the money you got from the Chinese, all the deals you made with the Chinese, are abrogated to you rednecks out there. That means cancelled. And in fact, this means that China will be, in the next 5 to 10 years, totally purged from Africa. This, of course, was the same thing that happened with Japan in Southeast Asia prior to World War II. The Americans and the British and the French basically kicked the Japanese out of all the countries they could get raw materials from or trade with in the 30s, so that Japan had to invade China. The having to invade means greedy, rapacious Japs couldn't get the resources elsewhere, so greedy, rapacious Japs had to invade China. So you can actually see that we've got a complete mimicking of the 30s prior to World War II, which is occurring prior to World War III. Currency wars. The point of the currency wars is not to damage the euro or the dollar. It's to get the Chinese and the BRIC countries, that's Brazil, Russia, India, etc., to join in this war and damage their economies by making their currencies rise with respect to the yen, the dollar, and the euro, therefore bankrupting these countries in a time of economic recession or depression. And of course, we've got the Chinese who've been giving bank loans to the African governments without any strictures, now being kicked out of countries they've made deals with due to terrorism and the advent of American and NATO troops that have to protect the government against insurgents that target Chinese installations, etc., etc. You can actually see what's happening. The Chinese are going to lose Africa. They're about to lose Iran with the advent of Netanyahu's even more right-wing government and the obvious attack on Iran, which will happen sooner or later via the Brzezinski suitcase nuke attack on the Congress, Senate, and the presidency to decapitate them and bring America straight into a war with Iran, pre-planned, or Israel attacking Iran and pulling America into a war. It doesn't want that. That's definitely now on the table with the Rothschilds, basically because if the Rothschilds, Satanist Jews, are going to conquer the world, they have to eliminate their obvious competitor, which is China. They're never going to conquer the world. They're never going to bring in the Protocols of Zion, the one world government, if they keep China on the table. So you can obviously see the dispute over the Spratly Islands with the Philippines, the dispute over the Senkaku Islands with Japan as preludes to an attack on China. We already know that Obama's given the order for the planning of a nuclear first strike on China to take out all its atomic weapons bunkers in one fell swoop.
You know what the Chinese have done. They've built many, who knows, hundreds of miles of underground tunnels now by which they're shuttling their ICBMs, MIRVed ICBMs, apparently, back and forth, and no one knows precisely where they are.
Yeah, but Obama's given the order for the Pentagon to start the operational planning to take that all out. That was according to the Russians. Maybe you didn't have that in America, but that was one of the main stories on the Russian news last week. Did you get that in America?
Not enough. No, very scant mention of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, they had Obama had given the operational go-ahead planning for the destruction of the entire Chinese underground bunker network, which would involve their 400 kiloton bunker busters,
right,
which were described on Russia Today.
Very good. Stand by, and we'll... All kinds of fun plans on the drawing board, eh, folks? All right, we'll be back with Tim in a minute. Okay, and back with Tim as we take a look at the growing cancer, the Zionist elite moneyed pedophilia oriented child satanic ritual abuse cancer that is clearly now in full metastasis around the world. It's not just here and there, it's everywhere. Go ahead, Tim.
And next we come to the psychic warfare, which is... the British secret police are in a state of pure panic after one of their helicopters was accidentally or psychic warfarely downed over MI6 headquarters. We had a helicopter en route to MI6 headquarters, and then it just... hit a crane.
In a heavy fog, supposedly.
Yeah, we know that the BBC report was totally fallacious. You can't overfly MI6 headquarters without getting shot down by
missile
batteries.
Can't get near it, that's right. Yeah.
You don't get rerouted from normal flight zones to restricted airspace, which is the Vauxhall Road area right above MI6 headquarters. Look at the new Skyfall film, you'll see what it looks like, or the James Bond films with the new blonde-haired Bond. We know that helicopters don't fly low, so that they can hit cranes, which are at the same height as surrounding buildings, unless it's coming into land on the heliport on MI6 headquarters, which is in Vauxhall Road. And we know that I talked about the psychotronic generator computer network, which was tuned for remote killing. We know that the first case of Tim Rifat allegedly killing anybody was the Mullet Kintyre, where the helicopter with all those MI5 secret police vermin crashed into a mountainside. That's the first reported remote killing by Tim Rifat on the GCHQ computers. So in fact, computer networks tuned to killing MI5, MI6 secret policemen in helicopters, and we know it links up with the Skyfall film, Skyfall, helicopter falling from the sky over MI6 headquarters.
Got it.
Which of course is the new James Bond film. And if you read any of Jung, you'll know that the collective unconscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious doesn't speak verbally. It speaks in terms of symbols. And we also know that if you have, if you're a film buff, you can watch Forbidden Planet, which is the first film about psychotronic generators, where an alien race make a psychotronic generator out of the entire planet. The race is called the Krell. That's why Krell amplifiers call themselves that name. And we've got the scientist has to boost his intelligence with a computer network to get to the point where he's intelligent enough to use a psychotronic generator. Unfortunately, the mind of the scientist is not just his conscious mind, but his subconscious. And in that subconscious and unconscious, there's something called the monster of the id, which is made manifest by the psychotronic generator. So we know in remote killing that the unconscious, subconscious part of ourself is the being that likes to sadistically kill, murder, torture. And in the film, the scientist tries to stop this entity, which is made manifest by the psychotronic generator, from killing other people, spacecraft that lands on the planet. When he tries to stop it, then, of course, the monster, the id, turns on him. So we know for remote killing that the conscious part of our mind is not the part that kills people. It's the subconscious, unconscious, and you've got to build up a deep and lasting hatred of the enemy to kill them. And we well know that Tim Rifat and the British Intelligence Service have been hard at it, trying to kill each other for decades. The VU-06L, WD, and the other fleet of microwave vans still out there. The Chavez bioweapon attacks on him, physical assaults on him, the jailing. So you well know that Tim Rifat's monster, the id, absolutely hates British intelligence, the British government, etc., etc. So, in fact, the computer network, which we talked about in the last show, is not something which is fantasy. It was based upon a guy called Constantine, who sent me loads of documents when I published my second book on remote viewing, 2001. And he was the deputy to the chief psychic warfare head of Russia during the 80s. He ran foul of the KGB, and of course, strangely enough, they stuck him in a mental hospital and fried his brain with fluorodiazepams. Same thing the British wanted to do to me. And he was the one who told me about torsion fields, getting the torsion field frequency of targets to kill them, that the hard drives of computers produce torsion fields, and the Russians have been experimenting with synchronizing computer networks.
Did they let him out?
Via the, yeah, they let him out eventually as a frazzled shell. He was a mathematician who couldn't do any mathematics after they fried his brain. So it isn't just the MI5 vermin who wanted to put me in a mental hospital. On the opposite side of the Iron Curtain, that was standard procedure for the KGB. And of course, the synchronization of psychics via the internet, using the torsion fields produced by hard drives to boost and augment their capability, and tuning into the torsion field frequency of the person you want to kill, is something which is well known not only in Russia, but in fact is well known in China, because he told me that after the fall of the Soviet Union, the loyal Russians who didn't want to join the Jew Empire of the filthy Rothschilds gave all the psychic warfare research to the Chinese, who then started implementing it. So we know that the computer network, the hard drives of computers, synchronizing psychics on that, is something that has been developed by the Russians. I just implemented it to start killing the MI5 British intelligence scum. So we know that psychic warfare, the ability to influence the minds of the target so they crash helicopters or get cancer or get embolisms like that bitch Clinton, is fact, and psychic warfare will be part of the forthcoming World War III.
It's on the way, or something enormous is on the way. I think
it's good, isn't it, Jeff?
That.
I'm looking forward to it. And it's off to China as soon as possible to start helping my Chinese brethren. Because I say the sooner America is wiped from the face of the earth and the filthy Jew scum go to the new Nuremberg trials, the better, in my opinion.
Well, you don't hold back the views, that's for sure. Hold on just a second and we'll take a break. Back with Tim on this first visit of the middle of the month with him. He's on a couple, three times a month. All right, Tim, what do we got left here?
We've got a guy called Tim Reef out about five, 6 years ago on a program called Rents Radio, talked about a strange conspiracy theory of North Korea developing missile technology to drop Cobalt-60 H-bombs on North America, and the Chinese would completely cut themselves off, disenfranchise themselves from the North Koreans, join America and NATO in saying a naughty, naughty North Korea, as the North Koreans totally wiped out North America when China was attacked. This was a conspiracy theory 5-6 years ago by some nutter, according to the British, called Tim Reifert. And it couldn't have possibly happened. No one in the Pentagon envisaged North Korea being the most powerful country on the planet. No one envisaged them having the missile delivery system to drop a one-ton cobalt payload over America. No one envisaged that the North Koreans would go from A-bombs to H-bombs and neutron bombs to turn the 1 ton of cobalt into 1 ton of cobalt 60. No one envisaged that this would have a 1 billion lethal dose at 1/1000th of a gram of cobalt 60, killing a billion people or things over North America, and wounding and maiming and genetically damaging 1,000 billion life forms over North America with one missile delivery system of a cobalt 1 ton missile shell, in which you've got a tiny neutron bomb or a H-bomb. And of course we know now that this nutter, according to the British, called Tim Rifat, who of course is Europe's leading remote viewer, psychic warfare expert, and according to the British and Americans, remote killer of many, many CIA, MI5, MI6, and various other people, operatives, all conspiracy theory, of course, because we know remote killing doesn't work, don't we, Jeff?
You
don't,
exactly.
You don't tap in Tim Rifat and Skyfall and then your target, and then the computer system kills your target for you, do you, Jeff? That couldn't possibly work, like in the Forbidden Planet film. That's just conspiracy theory.
That's right.
But anyway, back to the facts. North Korea has a missile delivery system to drop a one-ton cobalt shell as the nose cone over North America, and is now on Russian television proclaiming that it's going hell for leather to develop its A-bomb system to H-bomb and neutron bomb capability. Because basically they're saying they're developing their nuclear warfare program. They've got atomic weapons. So the next step, logical step, of course, are small suitcase nukes, H-bombs, which need, once you've got the atomic weapon, you need deuterium, which of course they can get or have to make lithium deuteride for H-bombs. But in fact, you don't need an H-bomb to wipe out North America. You just make sure that your atomic weapon neutron bombs, which is instead of having 5 kilos, you have less than 5 kilos, and have the symmetry of the bits you put together such that instead of going bang, it smolders and produces a much higher neutron flux.
Mm-hmm.
The neutron bomb, which is a neutron bomb, is perfect for cobalt 60 because the cobalt is turned into cobalt 60 not by the release of electromagnetic energy by the pulse from the weapon. It's produced by the neutron flux. So a neutron bomb, which produces neutrons and very little explosion, is the perfect way of producing the most cobalt 60 from your cobalt nose cone, which hits sunny Washington. And the good thing is you don't need it to be accurate, because you just need to drop it on North America, and the cobalt 60 then kills a billion life forms and maims 1,000 billion more life forms, because 1/1000th of a gram will kill you very quickly, and 1 billionth
of a gram, even though it has a relatively short half-life compared
because it produces so much gamma rays. It's the stuff used in radiotherapy machines to produce the gamma rays which they fire at a tumor. So when you ingest it, you get massive bursts of gamma rays released into your system, which basically flash fry the DNA in your cells and cause terminal hair loss, Jeff. And of course, this was pure conspiracy theory 5-6 years ago when Tim Rifat talked about it on Rents Radio, if you go back on the archives. And now, strangely enough, Jeff, it's called fact, and no one in the world foresaw that. Talks about cobalt 60.
Nobody does.
Delivery systems from North Korea.
No, you were the first. You're the only
Kaiser
one who
and the fat man on Russia Today. Never talking about the Rothschilds or Jewish bankers.
Of course,
strange
not.
That, Jeff.
Of course not. It's just shocking.
It is. We're basically the only people in the world who's pointing to the elephant in the room. You don't have to worry about North Korea dropping hundreds of atomic weapons on you. You have to worry about one 1-ton nose cone with a neutron bomb, which is basically is less uranium-235 or plutonium than you'd need an atomic weapon, so you can make more of them, not five, instead of 5 kilos, about 2.5 kilos. And in fact, that's the end of North America. And once North America falls, the neo-Nazis around Europe can come out of the closet and hang all the Jews for their crimes against humanity, hang all the Scottish Rite Freemasons, hang all the EU servants of the Rothschilds, and basically let us say, a giant tea party like you Americans did after you got rid of the British Rothschilds. So, in fact, North Korea is the...
We didn't get rid of them thoroughly enough. We have something called the Federal... We have the Federal Reserve, which is basically the crown, which is basically the Rothschilds.
But it's great now because we've got this proxy war, this war against China, and we know now that China has totally listened to the Rent Show 5 or 6 years ago. If you don't believe me, people... go back on Rentz's archive, subscribe, go back, listen to the shows, and you'll find me talking ad nauseum about North Korea, Cobalt 60, weapons being dropped over North America, and then you'll go, well, how did he know about that? No one else even talks about Cobalt 60 now, let alone 5, 6 years ago. Could it be because he's written 3 books on remote viewing and is a precognitive remote viewer, and that's why the British wanted to put him in a mental hospital, rather like the Russian chappie who had his brains fried? Could be, or could be conspiracy theory, Jeff.
Conspiracy theory.
And we know now that the war against China is definitely going down. That's why China's getting kicked out of Africa. And we definitely know that the Chinese, being the superior race, will not really want to fight America and the Australians, of course. They'll just get the North Koreans to drop one-ton payload of Cobalt 60 over North America and then send in humanitarian aid to liberate America from the Jewish bankers. So the good thing about Cobalt 60 is it's only around for about 100 years, and then that's nice prime real estate. And in the Chinese mindset, 100 years is just a blink of an eye.
Well, they've got how many? 5,000 years, something like that, of organized societal functioning.
I know, and thankfully, the Jews are completely insane. Not the Jews walking in the street, in the shopping malls. We're talking about the Zionist Jews like Netanyahu and Lieberman and the Rothschilds, the Israelis, basically. And their Zionist flunkies are totally insane. They're going to attack Iran. Iran, of course, will be producing bioweapons and readily deliverable Cobalt 60. You don't need an atomic weapon to deliver it once you've made it, as we talked ad nauseum. If you want to see what's going to happen to America, go back on the archives where I talked ad length about this. But it's very strange that the UN had a special meeting to bring in super sanctions against North Korea just because they did a satellite missile launch. The Russian television was going on that the North Koreans were about to do a nuclear weapons test, which really will put the fear of God up the American military. But luckily, the Rothschild Jews are giving the order. And when Iran's attacked, it wouldn't surprise me if North Korea decides to go on the warpath. The Americans and the Rothschilds thought they were very, very clever in that they'd use Japan and South Korea to act as the shock troops to attack China. But as one knows, and of course, the Filipinos, and it would just be air assets and nuclear assets added to the mix from America, not realizing the Chinese, who have now disenfranchised themselves in the UN from the North Koreans, can unleash the North Koreans to wipe out America. And that, of course, then will push the Russians, ruled by Medvedev and the Jews, into the Putin camp, which is, let's not go with NATO, let's take them over, because without America, there are bitches.
Well, you've summed it up in an hour. as few can, and I'm sure many will be listening in the archives. By the way, the archives go back to 1994, and I don't know when the first program...
Well, in 1997, if you wish to, you'll hear me on a three-hour show talking only about psychic warfare. So when I talk about remote killing, it isn't something that suddenly appeared. Yeah. I have been an expert on it since that time, and that's why the British wanted to stick me in a mental hospital. And all my fans can stick up all the good stuff on timrefat.com, which is coming back under my ownership, but I've allowed... the chappy who bought the name to stick up fan forum and be the official fan head.
Well, that's nice. That was very nice of him to do that. That's good news.
Yeah, after the Americans tried to sell on Tim Refat, and of course would want, after I'm assassinated, to run a disinformation site on timrefat.com. It's pretty obvious. Now, of course, with remote killing, Tim Refat, Skyfall, and then just put the Jewish banker or any secret policeman you wish to kill, and the psychotronic generator computer network will kill them. The technology, the story, is basically the Forbidden Planet film from 1956. Look at the film, study it, because that is the future of psychotronic generator remote killing, and it all comes from the dark side of us. The monster of the id, my monster of the id, hates British secret policemen and the British government, but yours, monster of the id, might hate Jewish bankers who have robbed you blind. It's up to you.
All right, very good, Tim. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Be well.
Thank you for having me on. It's strange to know that Alex Jones and Kaiser, who are supposedly enemies of Zionism, never talk about the Rothschilds or the Jews as being the problem. It's very strange, Jeff.
Never. Yeah, it's a
very
mind
strange.
Blower. It is. All right. You take care. Talk soon.
Bye.
Tim Refat, up early in the morning in the UK. Okay?